your elevator pitch, Gerbrand, for your stock pick this evening?
Yeah, look, I'm going to go for MTN. It's just been hammered for many right reasons over the last few years, but then COVID came along and it got hammered again. So I just think it's too cheap on cash flow basis, on a PE multiple, on a dividend yield multiple. They're doing the right things at the moment. I know against them were oil price, falling Naira, lots of negativity priced into that. And I don't think it's going to take much for that to change to the positive. Their own business has not been hammered that much. I think they were actually beneficiaries of COVID. If you look at how many data get used now, etc. So I think their earnings are going to be okay, and I think that's probably going to be better than expected and what people are factoring into their price at the moment. So at 57 Rand a share, I think it's worth at least 85.
Okay, Gary, your stock pick this evening.
So I'm going with Electronic Arts. It's an offshore company. So it's actually in the gaming yeah. sector. It creates things like the FIFA games, and Angel is talking about the beneficiary of COVID. Absolutely, this was a beneficiary of COVID. When everyone was locked at home, they were playing FIFA games. So the kind of the big ones overseas, if you're looking at you know, the PC, like at least the game, when I say the video gaming market, is the likes of Activision, Blizzard, Take-Two. They are a little bit more expensive. So if you look at them, they're kind of trading at, you know, 35, 40 times earnings. If you're looking at it, at least the historic earnings, not forward. EA is only trading on about an 18 times historic earnings, so it's a little bit cheaper than some of the others. I listened to their earnings call. I've just listened to their last earnings call, and they're going to report on the 5th of November. But for the first time, the company was founded in 1982. And for the second time in the company's history, the management has actually increased their guidance. So the company really has been a beneficiary. Their production lines have been very, very stable, given work from home. They've managed to sort of crank out new releases on their games. But at the same time, they've just seen a huge uptick in demand. They've seen a lot of old games yeah. returning, and a lot of people have moved in. And I think they're also taking... they're taking more of the consumer attention, just because a lot of the Hollywood movie studios have also been shut down.
Yeah.
So more people move into these new releases instead. So I think cheap, good tailwinds in the sector, definitely worth buying at this stage.
One to look at. Let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Gerbrand Smit from NEFG Fund Managers and Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss as well. Julieta will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening.